Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
While it hasn't been officially announced, lots of speculation and Variety is confirming that Maroon 5 will be doing halftime at the Super Bowl in Atlanta on February 3rd. Even though the Super Bowl, the NFL, they've said, there's speculation, but we haven't confirmed it yet. Listen, I don't mind Maroon 5.
No.
They're a good band.
They're fun.
They do a great show. But if you're going to have the Super Bowl in Atlanta, very rich in music, you pick Maroon 5?
Well,
that's the issue that I have with it.
As opposed to who?
Well, there's plenty of people. Well, first of all, Ludacris. Ludacris from Atlanta.
That's the first one that comes to mind.
Okay.
Usher.
Okay.
I mean, I get it. The NFL is trying to like find the safe routes to go with halftime.
Like Usher would be safe. Although, I mean, the name... artists you've named so far, they haven't done anything in a while.
Childish Gambino.
Okay, now. You know what?
What's he going to do? This is America?
Crisscross.
Crisscross.
Lil Jon.
Okay.
Ying Yang Twins.
Oh,
question.
Yeah.
Are they twins?
I don't know. I know they live together.
Adorable.
They do
together.
Migos.
Okay.
T.I.
Listen.
Outkast.
Oh, can you imagine if Outkast came out there? Oh, that'd be so great.
We don't have enough time to go through the entire list.
See, I think the problem is that all of the people you're naming
what
to
about
a certain genre of music.
Alan Jackson, Jason Aldean, Zach Brown Band,
oh,
Kenny Rogers, Travis
okay.
Tritt.
They have Kenny Rogers.
They have country. They have like a whole countryside
of
Atlanta.
That's true.
I don't know.
Wait, so are the Maroon 5s from Atlanta?
No.
Okay.
I'm just doing it because they had an album out over the last year. They had a bunch of songs on the radio. Like I said, I'm not bagging. I don't feel the way about Maroon 5 that Gavin does.
I think Maroon 5 is an awful band. I think Adam Levine, I don't know why we've all convinced ourselves that Adam Levine is a good singing voice when he doesn't.
Well, he has a good singing voice.
No, he doesn't.
You don't like when men sing in a falsetto.
No, it's not just the falsetto. He's got a dumb voice. Like, he sounds like 2018's Dave Matthews. Like that's how he sounds. Like... he just makes sounds. That's all he does. And Cardi B is going to be part of the halftime show too.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And like that's going to be nauseating because her.
Why is that nauseating?
Because her shoehorned into that song doesn't even sound good when I listen to it on a recording. I can't imagine what it's like watching the two of them try to pretend like they know each other and interact on stage together. This is just shaping up to be an awful,
okay,
awful halftime.
To be fair, you don't even like the kind of music that Maroon 5 plays.
Pop rock? I like pop rock. I like Imagine Dragons.
I don't consider them to even be close to each other. I would call Maroon 5 pop.
They're pop rock.
Yeah, they're kind of in the same vein, yeah.
Okay, in that they have instruments?
Yeah, in that they have instruments and they play like poppy rock.
See, I don't even know. I don't even consider Imagine Dragons to be poppy, but who would you like to see, Gavin?
I would like to see, no music during the halftime. I don't need to see music during the halftime. I'm watching football.
Okay,
I'd rather watch 30 minutes of great Super Bowl commercials is what I'd rather watch.
Okay, well, that's not an option. So who would you like to see performing?
I mean, well, I just said Imagine Dragons because I get it. It has to be mainstream. I get that. Okay, fine. I mean, I'd watch Imagine Dragons. You know, I kind of like it when you get somebody a little classic to blow the dust off of them and have them come out too.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe get Imagine Dragons, get John Bon Jovi out there.
Oh my God, I'm loving this.
Do something like that. You know, that'd be fun.
Can we bring out one woman to rap?
One woman to rap?
Or do something.
How about Kesha? She's had a fun year. So, like, let's get her in the mix.
What was fun about her year?
I mean, she had a very empowering year. Remember that? What was the song that we all loved? It doesn't matter. No. Anyway.
I mean, like, a lot of her last couple years have been racked with strife and conflict.
So why not give her a big stage,
all
huh?
All right, okay.
So we had Justin Timberlake last year, Lady Gaga, Coldplay, Beyonce, Bruno Mars before that, Katy Perry, Lenny Kravitz, Missy Elliott before that.
I'd say another Bruno. Bruno was great.
Bruno Mars and the Red Hot Chili Peppers a couple years ago, Beyonce and Destiny's Child.
Somebody just texted and said, I'd rather have a bunch of kids doing Fortnite dances.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.